The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I mean, there have to be people that plan their kids, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
they're called 40-plus-year-old white people that you go to the private school and you see them there with their 5-year-old kid. Trust me, our daughter went to one of those schools, and those kids were all planned.
A lot of millennial women, too.
Like,
Rihanna's a prime example.
We're gonna talk about it right now.
I don't think Rihanna was planned. I don't think Rihanna and A$AP Rocky
totally planned that baby.
You think she planned it?
Oh, Beyonce? Yes. Mm. I think that women are understanding that we can put ourselves, our careers, and what we want above anything. And then that way, when we do have children, we're ready to give that child what that child needs. I had a baby at 15. Do you believe? How in the world could I really have been the best mother?
I think they were smoking some weed. They started like filling up on each other and then, oops, shot up the club. Now she's pregnant.
What's the best amount of time for you to be with your partner before you have a child? We actually have a study that gives you the exact time you should be dating someone, living with them, marriage, whatever, before you have a kid. We'll share that with you now. Let's listen to the podcast. I have two problems this morning. And I know it's Friday's Eve, but I got two problems. DJ Automatic is talking with a weird cowboy accent. And Yellowstone, we're done watching it.
Oh.
So we need some guidance on what to stream next. Good morning. It's almost Friday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
Howdy, y'all. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
No, seriously. The other day he was talking. He's like, what the hell was that?
Doesn't Yellowstone take place in Montana?
Yeah,
it does. They probably say howdy there, too.
No, that's Texas.
And they go to Texas for a little bit.
That's where the 4-6 Ranch. That's how they talk down there in West Texas. But the other day we're talking and you said, what was that? I said, I don't know. What do you think? Your rib? You've just got this thing going on now. And for those who haven't watched Yellowstone, you've got to stream it. It's probably one of the best TV shows I've seen in years.
It's an amazing TV show. Kevin Costner does an amazing job with it. I think sometimes when you just start watching something continuously, we've been watching it for the last couple of weeks, you just pick up on some of the habits.
I think so.
And so
I love
now
Beth,
I think I'm a cowboy, okay?
Okay, well, I'm Beth, so watch out.
I'm just excited because you guys went from being like, nah, I'm not going to watch it because I was trying to tell y'all to watch it.
I used to get into cowboy stuff, but now I want to be a cowboy.
Okay, what do we do? We're having withdrawals.
I mean, there is the 1883 thing, which is basically like the story of Oregon Trail, and it's the origins of Yellowstone.
Oh, wait, is that where Tim McGraw and Faith Hill come in?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, because they go back, they have these little flashbacks. Damn, you really deep in this.
Yeah, I'm deep.
Okay.
Why don't you have a cowboy hat yet?
Because I ain't man enough for that. Because I ain't a cowboy.
Hey, what are you streaming right now? Hit us on Twitter at AnthonyA400, at Dana Cortez, at DJ Automatic. Give us some recommendations. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick it off with National Carrot Cake Day.
I love a good moist carrot cake.
Yes, so we also have National Prayer Breakfast Day. Now, this is a day where the president and members of Congress attend a prayer ceremony at the Capitol.
We need it. Can you pray away inflation?
We also have National Missing Persons Day. So this has been going on for over 80
years. Speaking of Montana and Oregon and all these regions, you know, Arizona, all over, there are a great number of Native American women who go missing. And when you watch Yellowstone, they really touch on that. They don't get any coverage. If you see something, say something. And if something on your timeline comes along that somebody's asking you to retweet or share, please do so. Please.
And we'll wrap this morning up on Optimism Day.
Yeah.
Hey, let's have a good one.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
All right, down in the DM. Everybody loves it. If you missed yesterday's, this is the time we play it back for you. So call your friends, call your Thea, call your brothers and sisters. It's coming up right after this. Also, don't forget, it's Black History Month. Anthony A. just mentioned National Prayer Day. I want to remind you that President Barack Obama became the first African-American to hold the highest office in the land in 2009. And his presidency lasted till 2017. And he passed the ACA, which has helped millions of Americans become insured, and it actually saved DJ Automatic's brother's life.
It did, and we are advocates for the ACA. We actually went to the White House. We were invited by the Obamas to go hang
out.
I was your guest. Dana got to be my guest. But yeah, it was an amazing experience. Shout out to the Obamas.
Absolutely.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How long should you be dating someone before you have a baby with them? That's what we're going to talk about today. Rihanna made headlines when she and A$AP Rocky announced that they have a baby coming. She's wearing, you know, some Chanel couture from back in the day. She's rocking that baby bump, looking beautiful. And the number one thing that women, what we were talking about, is how she chose that man to be the father of her child. She took her time. Women in their 30s having babies, doing what they want. She's a billionaire. She focused on her career. She dropped one of the greatest albums ever with Auntie. And then she's like, okay, now I'll have a baby.
Okay. Yeah,
now I'll have a baby.
I don't think it went that way. She went through a few men in between. And yeah.
Your original question, when's the right time to have a baby with your partner?
I have a expert advice, by the way, from several psychologists. And I'll give the supposed days or months or years you should wait.
Okay.
Here.
Well, it's pretty simple. If you're dating a billionaire, you do that ASAP.
You shoot up that club as soon as possible. Condom had a hole in it? I'm so sorry.
Did you say condiment?
I said condom.
Oh, yeah. I was like, my condiment had a hole? Well, hold
on. She wants me to wear a condiment? I'll wear that too.
No, but Rihanna waited till Rihanna was ready. She chose ASAP to be the father of
the child. You know what Rihanna did? Rihanna broke a lot of hearts this week.
Oh, she definitely did. I've had so many men writing on my Instagram, like, you had a chance. You didn't have no chance.
A buddy of mine, this dude Logan, was like, man, did you hear about Rihanna? I said, yeah. He said, actually, my mom broke me the news, and she told me to sit down before she told me. She knew that I've been in love with her since I was like 10 years old. So,
like, he had a shot. Well, you know, I was very young.
He thought he had a shot.
He's crazy. I know. A lot of men did. I mean, it's the amount of people writing my Instagram. Like I said, I had a baby when I was 15. Not a good time to have a child. I'll tell you, you can do it. You can make it.
You make life a lot more difficult.
A lot of homies and a lot of people don't have the opportunity to make that decision because it doesn't happen when it's usually planned like
well,
that.
Well, you I mean, do, though. We all know about birth control. Rihanna must have obviously been utilizing it, right?
Or how about abstinence? I had to
you
say it.
You couldn't even say it, though, without laughing. DJ Automatic, of course you want to teach abstinence. Of course you want people to wait. You wait till you're in love. You wait till you're married. That's what you tell your children. Did you? So I want to talk about loving yourself enough to wait.
That's a good way to like not get Rihanna pregnant, did. Too. Loving yourself.
Loving yourself enough to choose who you want to become the parent of your child, who you want to make life with. It's the closest you can ever be with somebody. I'm not saying you can't have fun. You mentioned Rihanna has some, she has some men in between. She's having a good time. Making a baby is a forever connection. I didn't always choose
wisely. You
don't
want to do it with the wrong person, yeah.
No, but if you do, you can still make that work too.
So I think you're saying when you're able to have an adult conversation about, you know, raising the child, and if both of you guys are on the same page, and it is time to do that.
According to today.ugov.com, you should wait at least 2 years because you really don't know someone until then. And statistically, people who have children earlier than that split at a 68% number. So that's a lot. And be married or live together, one or the other. You don't know someone till you live with them, trust me. I didn't know a lot about DJ Automatic till he moved in.
She found out how amazing I am.
Exactly. But we waited almost 3 years before we had a baby.
We practiced a lot. Yeah, we just never had any mishaps.
You know what's I think most interesting is DJ Automatic started talking to me about wanting to have a child.
I had a baby.
And then I got pregnant.
Well, you speak it into existence, dude.
I think that's what
happened. So you were the one who was talking to Dana about it. Did you initiate the conversation?
I love babies. I wanted a baby.
Oh, there it is. Dude, say it. None of the men are saying that.
Yeah, I love babies. I wanted a baby. And I thought I wanted more than one baby, but nah. I like other people's babies now.
How long did you know your partner before you decided to have children? Hit us up now. Tap in on the phone lines and let's have this convo on social media at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, your man tunes you out. And we talk about this all the time. How can I get my man to listen? Well, first of all, ladies, we need to figure out why he's not listening in the first place. So I'm going to share a study with you right now that was just released. In case you missed it, my story will be last. DJ Automatic, you always go second. What'd you find for the folks?
There's a new survey out right now that says you'll be able to buy anything from a pack of gum to a new car with cryptocurrency. 1 in 3 American businesses say they will start taking crypto by the end of the year.
Really? I will believe it when I see it.
Some movie theaters are already doing it. I know AMC's already accepting Bitcoin too. And then Odell Beckham Jr. took his whole contract in Bitcoin. So
most businesses say they feel pressure to accept it. And a third of the company say they'll never take it. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Dogecoin are the ones that most companies are planning to go with. And I know that Elon Musk is trying to get McDonald's to take Dogecoin.
Oh.
Well, I know that Dogecoin was started as a joke. This is why I don't believe the whole crypto thing. It was a joke making fun of crypto. They put a doggy face and people were so interested. They said, okay, we'll just make it up then. Mm. And all of a sudden it was currency.
I've invested in crypto and I've done nothing but lose money. Since
I would like to invent my own cryptocurrency that you could only use for like value menu items and we'll call it Brokecoin.
You should do it. Right now we are going to make it a trademark. Brokecoin belongs to the Dana Cortez Show.
Speaking of things that people should do, we should start reading more. All right, in case you missed it, a new Gallup poll shows that Americans are reading fewer books than ever. On average, 2 to 3 fewer books than they read in 2010, which was a decade ago. Now, a lot of people are saying this is because of social media. And on top of that, 17% of Americans said they didn't read a single book last year. And I fall into that category right there.
Anthony A., we're going to give you a book to
read. You need to read a book, dude.
What book are you reading?
I read the one from the scientist. What's his name?
Stephen Hawking. It's called Brief Answers to the Big Questions.
But that's scary book.
And that scared the hell out of me because it talks about life after death.
It's
and the
really
fact that
creepy.
It, they, he said it yeah. doesn't exist.
If I want to hear about life after death, I'll listen to Biggie.
It was all a dream.
And that's the problem. There's a book I'm going to give you called Fahrenheit 451 that talks about this very thing. It was written in the 30s, and it's about the people who just gather around the screen to listen to other people tell them how to think.
Oh.
It is one of the creepiest books ever, so I'm going to give it to you so you can start reading a little bit more. Okay, stop letting people tell you what to think. Develop your own opinions. All right, so in case you missed it, why doesn't your man listen to you? This is how we're going to resolve the problem of men tuning us out in the first place. Number 4, reassure him that you're not trying to blame him or pick a fight before you start the conversation you want
That's
him
important.
To listen to.
That barely ever happens.
Well,
it
does, you're right?
Because a lot
you're
of women
right.
just take off.
You're right. Number 3, communicate that you just need him to listen to you. I just need you to listen to this. Okay?
That's annoying to say that.
But
that's gonna annoy me right away. Hey, I need you to listen to me right now. I'm always listening.
But don't do
that's
it. And don't do it when we're trying to do, like watch a game.
Oh,
or
dude,
hey, come on. Dude. No, no.
I'll be right in the middle of like SportsCenter, a highlight that I want to see, and Dan will be like, hey, I need you to listen to me right
yeah,
now.
And then when you're watching sports, they go, oh, you're not doing anything. No, I am doing something. I'm watching this.
Number 2, let him know you really need him to listen right now. Are you getting this? Do you understand where this is going?
I do. It sounds
Number
more like
one,
women just want their way.
No. Number 1, so important, ladies, you have to pick the right time to help him understand. This is the most crucial point, not during SportsCenter.
Never
if he
is.
Likes WWE, he's checked out, and you're being rude
if
by
I'm reading
interrupting
a book,
him.
Don't do that either.
Which means he'll always be open because they don't read anymore. They're not reading anymore. All right, if you want me to share this with you, this study, if your man's not listening, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. I will throw these up in a story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Nicki Minaj told us that she actually declined to do a verse for one of the biggest artists in the world right now, honestly. We'll tell you who that artist is and why. We're going to play her audio right now. It's Daily Dart, the best gossip. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Famed ghostwriter Sean Kingston celebrating his birthday. We also have Daddy Yankee and India Love celebrating her birthday.
So congratulations to Eminem and Tribe Called Quest, who both lead the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. I also got to talk about Pat Benatar, Lionel Richie, and my girl Dolly Parton.
I got a lot of love for Dolly.
Megan Thee Stallion and Dolly, they go back and forth on
if
Twitter
Tribe
all the
Called
time.
Tribe Called Quest doesn't get into the Rock and Roll
oh
Hall
my
of God, Fame.
Settle down.
What's up with these people? Why is Dolly Parton barely getting in now?
Exactly.
That don't make any sense.
Eminem.
Dog. He'll get in on first ballot. You already know.
It doesn't matter, though. Why would Dolly Parton be disrespected? Why are we having a conversation about Dolly Parton right now? Okay. All right. In other news, Drake's Virginia Black Whiskey was just deemed the worst alcoholic beverage that belongs to a celebrity.
I think that's only because that Travis Scott seltzer got discontinued. That tastes like dish soap.
That was bad, put some hair on your chest right there.
All right, and then finally, Gunna has the number one album in the country, and Nicki Minaj declined to do a verse for him. Here she is talking with us, telling us why.
Gunna came to my studio, right? And he asked me to get on his song,
power. I sat with the song for months and months and couldn't bring myself to write to the record. To me, I feel like you either gonna do it or don't do it. So I knew in order to get on a track like that, I would have to be explicit and, you know, talk that real talk. And I wasn't ready. I just wasn't there. Of course, he don't care, child. He got champagne poppy, boo.
So she gets deeper into the combo. It's because she's a mom now. And she says it's different. She said when she was pregnant, carrying Papa Bear, she could not do any of that at all. And now she's just a little more cautious about how she raps.
She didn't want to push any pee until she pushed out a baby.
Exactly. Yeah. That's, okay. Of course, new Nicki Minaj is out mañana. We can't wait. If you have not caught the conversation in its entirety, you should. It is really good. We're so excited to have spoken with her. Go to YouTube, subscribe to Dana Cortez Show and check it out. We'll be playing excerpts all week though.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Remember when your moms would pack a lunch for school and put that little Debbie's cake in there, or you just trade somebody at school for one? Well, they're coming to your freezer. This is big food news, hottest hashtags on your Thursday, the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
All right, for all my scary movie buffs, and I know there's a lot of them, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which, by the way, was the name of an actual FBI file. It was based, this rural town had a murderer named Elmer Wayne Henley Jr. in Texas who murdered, raped, and tortured people. Well, the old 1974 flick is getting a movie makeover for today's audience. Leatherface is back.
Oh, what?
And streaming on Netflix this month on the 18th. So far, the people that have watched it say it's absolutely the scariest movie they've seen in a long time. You know what? Because it's based on a real story.
So, you know, my friend Richard Hansen, his dad played Leatherface in the original.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
How scary is that?
It was scary.
Is he a big man?
Huge man.
But this one has been remade a few times, right? Yeah,
but he was the OG Leatherface.
That movie is creepy. And you know, back then in those days, they didn't even hold back. There was just blood everywhere.
Well, they said it was just like a school project, pretty much. It wasn't like, they didn't mean that for it to like blow up into this huge, international horror film.
Well, think about it. Now in this day and age, it's being remade. And then finally in food news, Little Debbie snack cakes are now in your freezer. Yes, we are getting oatmeal cream pie, cosmic brownie, zebra cakes, honey bun ice cream. I bet that tastes so good. Strawberry shortcake roll, Swiss roll. And I can't wait to grab the nutty bar. Oh my gosh. Big Dana is ready for this. and it's not just a limited time. It's forever.
Hello.
So they're available now. Go to your grocery store and pick one up. Let me know. Can we get
What's
some nutty
day?
Bar?
I need to mark this day as one of the greatest days in American history.
National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start this one with National Carrot Cake Day. How about, No, all right.
Not
get
Little
the same.
Debbie Cake Day.
Yeah,
that,
doesn't get the same love. Huh? Now, we also got International Golden Retriever Day. It's also National Day of Prayer Breakfast, which is the day that the president and members of Congress all get together and pray. We also have National Missing Persons Day, which is very important.
Yes. Remember, Native American women top the list of missing people. Please, let's raise awareness. If you see something, say something. And if you see something on your timeline and people are begging you to retweet or share, do it.
Yes, please do. We'll wrap it up on some positivity. We'll wrap it up on National Optimism Day.
It's so hard for you to even say because you're sitting so close to DJ Automatic.
I'm just rubbing off on you. My aura of negativity is all over.
And also remember, it is Black History Month. In 2009, President Barack Obama was elected as the first African American to hold that office in history. He also passed the ACA, which I like to share this story with people. It literally saved my brother-in-law, DJ Automatic's brother's life.
Yes.
Had it not been for the ACA being a law, I don't know that he'd be with us.
Thank you to the Obamas for doing that. And even more so for, they brought us out to the White House. Dan and I got to go check it out and hang out.
Oh, it was so amazing. It was amazing. Experience.
Thank you more for the guided tour than saving my brother's life.
Come on.
The ACA saved my brother's life. The White House experience gave me an experience that I can brag about forever, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
As if I already didn't feel pressure to move ahead and do better, now I know there's a 9-year-old who is a billionaire.
What the fuck?
He's the world's youngest billionaire. He owns mansions, travels in private jets. There used to be an old show a long time ago, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. That's this kid.
Is this the kid who reviews toys on YouTube, Ryan?
No. That guy's only a millionaire. Oh. He ain't nothing.
Is he rich off his parents?
No, the African child is reportedly the youngest billionaire. His name is Mohammed Awal Mustafa, and he became the owner of his first mansion at age 6. His first. He also has a fleet of luxury cars. He's too young to drive them, of course. So he goes, you know, from A to B with his personal driver. So his dad, Mohammed Mustafa Sr., is the rich one and pretty much gives his kids anything they want.
So in other words, he's Eddie Murphy from Coming to America.
Yes! That's exactly what he is. Some people say that the father, Mumfa, is allowing his son to do too much. But he's like, hey, this is what my kids are about. Private jets, jewels. That's not what the dad said, but okay.
Well, speaking of bad parenting, listen to this headline. Mom drops daughter into a bear pit at a zoo.
Stop.
She's now facing attempted murder charges.
How old was her little girl?
The little girl was 3 years old. There's surveillance video that shows her lifting her daughter over the railing at a zoo and dropping her 16 feet into the enclosure. Zookeepers were actually able to lure the bear away, and luckily, the little girl only suffered cuts and a concussion.
Holy.
16 feet. That's a long drop.
What was the purpose? Can you see her like purposely dropping her, or was she trying to get it closer to the bear? I don't get it.
From what I'm seeing on this video, it looks like she did it on purpose. It looks like she actually pushes her into the pit.
Oh my gosh, I hope she actually goes to prison for the rest of her life. Go to Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. We'll post that.
Shout out to the workers who were able to lure the bear away from her. What a scary
and
job.
I mean, it's crazy because there's a lot of people that were around the bear enclosure, and everybody reacts like, oh my God, save the little girl, where the woman just like kneels down and is like, is she dead yet?
Oh,
I hate this woman. God. I can't stand that.
Again, shout out to those employees at the zoo, man. Mm. Speaking of employees, did I tell you guys I used to work at Apple? Anybody used to work at Apple?
You have mentioned it. All right, cool. A million times.
Yes, I used to work for a $3 trillion company before, and I'm proud to see that the guys are continuing on with the technology advances. Apple is allegedly working on developing a smart wedding ring. All right, yeah.
You're going to track your man into the strip club.
Exactly.
Best not go.
It will let you know your partner's location, where they have been, and if they take the wedding ring off.
Now, you said the guys at Apple. Nah, this is being developed by a woman right now at Apple.
I know that's right.
Hey, would you wear a smart wedding ring? Hit us now on social media. That's your WTF. We'll be back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hey, everyone. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And DJ Automatic's Music Facts is going to begin right now. It is February 3rd.
We're going to start with birthdays. We got Daddy Yankee celebrating today.
Daddy Yankee, man, normalizing reggaeton.
And I think he's one of the godfathers of what we have now is Latin trap.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Another birthday, we got Sean Kingston celebrating today.
You're way too beautiful, girl.
Happy birthday, Mr. Kingston.
All right, now we're going to start all the way back in 1959 because today is the day that the music died. So Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens were all in a plane crash on this day. They were riding a small private plane, leaving Iowa and heading to North Dakota to do another show. If you've ever seen La Bamba, you know the story of it. But the reason they were doing that is their bus had broke down and it was crazy cold in the bus. And it's always cold in the Midwest in the winter. So they decided they were going to take this small plane. They did not survive the plane crash.
It was the middle of a snowstorm. So, you know, RIP, we've got the music.
Next, we're going to 1989 because on this day, Wild Thing by Tone Loc becomes the first rap single to be certified platinum.
Let's do the wild thing.
That's a big achievement. I didn't know that was the deal. That's a million sold, huh?
Next, we're going to 1998. On this day in 1998, Fat Pat of the Screwed Up Click was shot and killed when trying to pick up money for a show he'd performed. The promoter wasn't there, but one of his boys decided to take it on himself and shoot Fat Pat. If you don't know who Fat Pat is or the Screwed Up Click, it's DJ Screw and his crew. Fat Pat was behind some of the biggest songs in the South. 25 Lighters, Tops Drop, Swang, and Wanna Be a Baller.
The Screwed Up Click influence, though, that you can still hear today from Kanye to Drake to Outkast. I mean, you just all across hip-hop platforms, ASAP Rocky.
Yeah,
you hear it.
If you're a hip-hop purist and like to just know the history of hip-hop, I encourage you to go get familiar with everything Fat Pat has done for the culture.
For sure.
Today in 2001, Shaggy, It Wasn't Me, goes to number one in America.
But you caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
Quoting many a man.
So I didn't know this, but the song is actually based on an Eddie Murphy stand-up routine about cheating.
It wasn't me. It's from Raw. Mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy Raw. Wow.
And last, we're going to 2013 because Beyonce put on one of the most iconic Super Bowl halftime shows of all time.
One, two, three, four. Next.
And remember, this is when she got Destiny's Child back together because they had broken up and they never put out another album. I thought they were going to put out an album.
I don't know about the other album, but I do know that Beyonce has to go down as, if not the greatest, one of the greatest Super Bowl performers of all time.
Oh, for both sure. I still remember we were at a party. You were DJing the Super Bowl party, Otto. And everybody stood up to watch the performance. Mm. And that's when America figured out that Beyonce was a black woman. All right, we'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You got it locked into the Dana Cortez Show. And if you missed any of what we were gabbing about earlier, don't worry. We're about to hold you down. I welcome you to the recap segment. It's time for Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Yes, sir. Hosted by myself, Anthony Amos, compadre, sir, to the DJ Automatic. We politely asked the one, the only Dana Cortez to leave the room so we can have a bro down about what we talked. And right now, what we're going to talk about is our Thursday topic. We were discussing the beautiful pregnancy announcement of ASAP Rocky and Rihanna.
Congratulations to those two.
Dana was talking about how she was very proud of Rihanna because she was able to do it on her terms when she wanted to, right?
Well, she would give us an album on her terms. But.
I think that might be the first thing the baby says when the baby comes out is, hey, where's the album? But DJ Automatic, you know, we also started talking about when you're ready to be a parent or when to know the time is right. And Automatic, yeah. You are a father, a girl dad.
I'm a girl dad.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you 100%. You kind of knew that you were ready for a kid, correct?
I wanted a kid. I don't know. It was just one day I was sitting on my couch and I was like, you know what? I need a baby.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to give you right now is a little, are you ready for a baby quiz?
Okay.
All right, Automatic. And you as a father with a kid, you let me know if you checked off all these, all right? Number one, you're in a stable relationship.
No.
No. You guys weren't in the same. You and Dana Cortez
no,
were not in the same.
Our relationship was secret because we worked together.
Oh, you guys were doing it on the sneaks. Okay. Yeah. Number two, you had your priorities in line.
Kind of. I mean, I had a job. I had some savings. I had my priorities in life.
Okay, number three, they begin to like children. You're opening up.
Oh, I love kids. I've always loved kids.
Dude, yes. I love kids, especially when they're not mine. I mean, none are mine, but I love them. You know, we return them to their parents. And number four, we have planning a life with the family in mind.
I definitely had a plan for it. I didn't know that it was going to happen as quickly as it did, but I'm glad it worked itself out.
Do you think anybody's ever ready to be a father or to
no,
be a
No, they might
no,
say
right?
they are ready, but once like the your little person gets into the, you know, gets here, that you're never ready.
And
for
the
it.
Final thing to know if that man you are seeing is ready for a kid is he has a desire to continue family traditions.
We don't want to continue my family traditions. There's no, let's just leave the alcohol alone.
You're going to break the family traditions of what we're doing. All right, those are some signs to know if you're ready to be a father and step up to the plate. And shout out to ASAP Rocky for knocking down a billion dollar woman at that, right? Y'all have a beautiful Thursday. Dana Cortez Show, love you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I think the smart wedding ring is brilliant. And although I tell DJ Automatic all the time, you know, you don't have to wear a ring or whatever. Once in a while, I would like for him to wear it on his own.
Why?
I have to ask him. Hey,
I'm married all the time, whether I have a ring on or not.
Why don't you wear your ring? Because we're married.
I wear it once a year on an anniversary.
That's the only time he ever wears a wedding ring.
I've seen some cool dudes who opt out to wear it on their finger. They like wear it on a necklace thing. Have you ever thought of doing that? That'd be cool.
I mean, yeah. No. But
oh, all right. I don't know.
I think that a man should wear his ring. How would you feel if I went out without my wedding ring? Honestly, don't lie.
I would feel like that's an expensive piece of jewelry sitting at home for no reason.
And so is yours.
But mine is different because I've already lost two rings.
Well, we'll get it sized real tight.
No, we don't need that. Because the other thing is that I'm a DJ. When I'm scratching, it gets in the way.
You can't be like, I'm so irresponsible that, hey, you come on, we're better off leaving it at home.
Yeah,
that can't be your
excuse. That's a true argument right there. I mean, I need Dana to take care of me.
He is for irresponsible. He is absolutely.
That's a husband hack right there. Yeah,
thank you.
That is nice.
That's a topic next week. All right, more of the podcast now.